Hello, this is FTOGR. Frank Op Show, a terrible name for a podcast. Don't even know why people listen to this, but I'm here and I'm going to talk about something. I guess another subject, which I guess is on my mind a little bit now that I've been listening to a different podcast, but it's mainly about video games. This is not about any particular video game in question. It's more about a either-or scenario. So, since I would say about 2006, 2006 is when the Nintendo Wii came out, and I loved the Nintendo Wii. It's probably my favorite video game console of all time. Pretty much did everything that I ever wanted from a video game console, from playing all of my old video games to just motion controls. It just felt like the future was in my living room. And part of that feeling came from the fact that I could download video games. Now, mind you, the Nintendo Wii had a very small memory storage system. It could only fit so many games, and it was perfect for retro video games, and NES, Super Nintendo, Nintendo 64, then later on the Sega Genesis, TurboGrafx, arcade, Commodore 64, but Neo Geo was also on there too. But still, the fact that it was small, it didn't allow for Nintendo to have many original Wii games on there. They had WiiWare, which were original download titles. But even those games struggled to fit under the Wii's paltry amount of storage space. Regardless, I downloaded games, and I downloaded many games over that time frame. And then later on, the Nintendo 3DS allowed me to download games right there and then, full games of 3DS games onto the system, memory cards and whatnot. The Wii U then also allowed for the same thing, connect hard drives to it to expand the space. And now we've got the Nintendo Switch, which also does the same thing. Of course, PC games have been doing, PC has been doing this for longer than the consoles and handhelds. Been downloading games for quite a while on those as well. Many, many people have been doing that. However, there is currently a splitting of factions. People who are download only, people who are physical only. With the advent of downloadable games, physical copies of games are going away slowly but surely. Now, not completely, not 100%. I don't believe video games, I don't even believe in this decade, will ever go full digital only. I think there is still a time and a place for physical media in the video game realm. And part of me also thinks that because of the fact that, look, vinyl records were considered a dead medium. A dead medium. They were replaced by tape cassettes. They were replaced by tape cassettes, were then replaced by CDs. And then CDs were replaced by digital only. And digital only downloads are, even those are being replaced by streaming services. Pay a certain amount a month and you get as many songs that you want to play as possible. But over the last few years, vinyl is coming back. Physical media is also coming back. Because there's a certain quality that is missing in digital storage. certain quality that analog can still give. Analog still gives fantastic sound, which is why vinyl records are still a thing. There are now, you can get portable record players now. I bought one for my dad for his birthday. I bought one for my dad for his birthday, and I bought a bunch of vinyl records for him on Christmas to allow him to listen to some of his favorite songs in a way that even when he was younger, he never got a chance to listen to them that way, or he never got the chance to own them that way. So physical media does still have a place, and I still, well, let me, I don't really have much of a outline as to how I want to talk about this. I'm just rambling on, but it's still something that is a topic that I have wanted to discuss for quite a bit. Look, I've played video games since, let's just say, since 1991. 1991, when me and my sister got a Sega Genesis with Sonic the Hedgehog. Ever since then, love affair with video games. In any way, shape, or form. Whether it was on those ancient Nokia cell phones, and you could only play Centipede on there, or Snake, whatever you want to call the variant of that game. Bejeweled was, you know what I mean. The calculators, the TI-83 games that you had to program onto the calculator. Game Boy Color, Advent of 3D, Sega Saturn, Nintendo 64, the Leap Forward, the Giant Leap Forward, GameCube, Xbox, PS2, and then that generation with online gaming. The PS3, the Xbox 360, the Wii, DS, and even now to the modern age, Switch, PC, PS5, Series X. I love video games. I'll never stop playing video games. And I've collected, and boy, have I collected. I've never been one to trade in video games for the most part. For the most part, I've given away video games that I regret later on giving away. But I don't regret. Well, but I love collecting video games. I love keeping them, even though I may not even touch them ever again. They are still memories that I want to be able to look at and be like, yeah, that was a good game. That was fun. I know a lot of video game collectors are in it for the long haul and want to collect for the sake of later making bank on them. That's not me. I have some games that I've sold, and I also regret selling those too, to make bank on them. I may purchase them someday in the future, all over again. But I keep my games. I have my Game Boy games, my some of my Saturn games still, my massive GameCube and Wii library, my massive DS library, all of those. However, my game library has shrunk in the last couple of generations because of digital only. Digital only video games. Or just having the option of buying the game digitally. I have bought some very significant video games. Digital only. Case in point, this generation, my Nintendo Switch. I have Super Smash Bros. Ultimate as a downloadable title. I didn't buy the physical copy. It is on my system at all times. Splatoon 2, also on my system at all times. Rocket League, on my system at all times. Doom, same thing. Lots of games. Zelda Breath of the Wild, I don't have the physical copy. It's a digital download that's on my system. And there are some bad, there are some there are some negatives to having games that are digital only, or you have as a digital download on your system. One is the fact that it'll take up space on your system. So if you want to buy more and more games, you're going to have to shell out for digital storage. On the Nintendo Switch, it's as easy as buying another SD card, but those can get expensive. Those can get very expensive. And at some point, you will run out of space. So now you might have to buy multiple SD cards. Or you're going to have to start picking and choosing which systems, which games do I erase, and then maybe later on I'll re-download them again when I have bigger storage or when I feel like playing them again. It is a question that you just have to, you have to keep in mind when you're purchasing a lot of games digital only. And that has become something that I didn't think about in the Wii generation. I didn't really think about in the Wii U generation, well, which I guess the PS4 and Xbox One generation. I didn't really think about that type of stuff. I didn't think about it on the 3DS either. But I do think about it on the Switch. And now I have new criteria. There are benefits to having physical games. Physical games don't have the danger of being pulled off of Nintendo's eShop for good and you not being able to re-download them again. It is something that is prevalent on all of the digital storefronts, Steam or GOG, EA Origin, Ubisoft, whatever they call it, the PlayStation Store, Xbox, the eShop, all of them, every single one of them has that danger that you may not be able to download a game ever again. You may not see it ever again. If the company goes down, who's going to have the rights to that? Who's going to be able to distribute that again? When it may just be something that's in the ether, just something that you hope that maybe someday somebody rips the ROM and dumps it onto the internet and you can play it on an emulator or a flash card of some sort on the original system. But that takes work and it's not simple. Not everybody knows how to do that. Even though a lot of people are trying to make it more user-friendly and some emulators are easier to use than others, but it is still something that is not simple for a lot of people to use. So a physical copy of a game, aside from literally physically deteriorating, and everything does physically deteriorate, but you will still get use out of it longer into the future than a digital game that disappears one day. It just ups and disappears. It may not even be just the game itself. It could be the entire storefront that could go away. Here's another example. The Nintendo Wii. My beloved Nintendo Wii had the Wii Shop channel where I bought a lot of those retro games and even original WiiWare games. What happened to it? It's gone. It's gone. Nintendo took it down maybe even a couple years ago now. Nintendo took it down, and if I turn on my Wii or my Wii U, there's no way for me to get some of the games back. When of course, I've downloaded, I kept all of my games on my system or on an SD card, so, and I've backed them up as well on a hard drive. So I still have all of those games. But any new games that I wanted to try out that were on that storefront, let's say Mega Man 9, Mega Man 10, those weren't on there. Oh, those were on there, but I didn't download them. I didn't buy them when they were out. I'm sure I can find it. It's probably on Steam. I'm sure I could play it there. But what if I wanted to play it on the Wii? I can't. I just can't. It's gone. There's no ability for me to get it onto that system, play it as it was on that system. And that's for a game that's well known like Mega Man. There are games that are not well known that are on there that may have been hidden gems, and there's no other means of playing that game. Castlevania The Adventure Rebirth, which was a remake of a bad Castlevania Game Boy game that they made good on a modern, or at the time, modern system. The Nintendo Wii, Wii only, WiiWare only. Konami probably has it somewhere stored in their vault, but it hasn't been redistributed since. And you can't download it again from the Wii Shop. The Wii Shop's gone. It is gone. So, aside from finding it on the internet, finding a ROM, and using it on your Dolphin emulator, you can't play that game. Or finding somebody who had it downloaded to their Wii and played on their system. That's another drawback. You can't share games. Physical copies? Yeah. Hey, look, dude, I got NHL 21 on my PS4. Okay, I have a PS4. I didn't buy it though. Oh, you want me to come over? We could play it? Oh, yeah, sure. You can't do that. You can't do that with these digital-only things. I can have my game stored on my SD card on my Switch or on my Wii or on my 3DS, but I can't take those and go to my sister's place and say, hey, I got these, and here, you want to borrow them? No, there's no way to do that. There's no way, and I know why they do it that way, or else everybody would just copy the game and that'd be it. But regardless, it is still a drawback that physical media has over digital. Over digital, the ability to share it in person. So, another advantage that I believe physical media has, and it's my philosophy collecting now, is I want to determine which games will be games that I will that do have physical copies and that I know I will play only once, maybe go back to it a couple more times, but it'll be a game that I know that I'm not gonna play so frequently that I need it on my system at all times. Here's a example, Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. That's the game that I've played the most on my Nintendo Switch now. I don't know how many hours are on there, but it is a ridiculous amount that I've played Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. Just hopping in, playing a couple games online, and hopping out. Short, quick bursts after the initial buying the game and playing it like crazy when it first came out. But now it's like short, quick bursts of, hey, okay, let me go online, hop in, play 10 or so online matches, and then I'm done. Then I'm done, and I can keep going on with my life. Rocket League, same thing. So what is going on when you drive? Okay, sorry. Rocket League. I know there's a physical copy of that game, but I downloaded it. I downloaded it, and that is the game that I played the second most amount of time on my Switch. Now, the opposite. I was gifted The Legend of Zelda: Link's Awakening. I didn't even plan on buying it initially. I didn't really, it's not that I didn't want it. But I had already played the game on the Game Boy, or not the Game Boy, I played the Game Boy Color version on my 3DS and I beat that. So I knew that Nintendo remade the game. Looks great, handles great, plays great. But the story is the same. The game is as long as it was on the Game Boy. It's not introducing anything new aside from amiibo functionality. So there was no real reason for me to go back to that game. But I was gifted the game, and I'm glad that I was gifted the game with a physical copy, because it is a game that I know that I will. I haven't even beaten it now, but I'll probably get to it at some point. But it's a game that I know that once I do beat it, I'm not going back to it ever again, for the most part. Maybe in 10 years when I have a nostalgia kick and, oh, let me play my Switch. I don't know if I'll sound like an old man by that point, but it is a game that I know as a one and done and run through, and I'll have it on my shelf. I'll have it in my collection. It's like, yeah, that was a good game. That was a nice, I forgot how long the game is, 10 or so hours of fun playing that game. So there's that. Another game that was surprising to me that I went physical over digital, but I'm glad that I did, is Pokemon Sword. Now, on a previous generation, I didn't buy any of the Pokemon games. On the 3DS, I didn't buy any of the mainline Pokemon games. The last one before I got Sword was Heart Gold on my DS, and I played the crap out of that one. So it seemed kind of crazy. You better slow your roll. It seemed kind of crazy that I would choose the physical version over the digital one. It's like, this is Pokemon. This is a game that you probably want on your system at all times, because then you'll want to hop in, maybe do some battles, maybe catch some Pokemon, maybe do some training. But I realized I played Pokemon with only one sole purpose. That's not to be the best that ever was. I don't have time for that anymore. Maybe back 10 years ago during Heart Gold and Soul Silver. Well, even then, I wasn't even doing it for that. I was just collecting them. That has always been my goal, for the most part, was to gotta catch them all. I take that to heart when it comes to Pokemon. I take that to heart when it comes to Pokemon, because that's the fun part for me. The fun part is to hunt them down and find them and fill up that Pokédex. So when I as I was playing through Pokemon Sword, and Pokemon Sword is so easy, Sword and Shield are so such easy games to get through in comparison to the previous games, even with the expansion and everything that stretches it out a little bit more. But it's such an easy game. I realized, man, this is not as good as the other ones, and I'm glad that I bought this physical only, because it's a game that I'll only hop back to if Nintendo does another expansion, which I doubt that they will. Nintendo's DLC policy, I know it's the Pokemon company, but it's Nintendo too. Usually they have one, maybe two big expansions or DLCs per game, and then that's it. Then you're done. Breath of the Wild had one. Pokemon had its, and I believe it's going to be the only one, because there are rumors that Nintendo's going to remake Diamond and Pearl, which I could see happening. I could see that happening. However, Splatoon had one. Smash Bros. Is getting two. I think this is the last one, and that's it. Even in the Wii U days, Mario Kart got two. That was it. So it is something that Nintendo doesn't do as egregiously as other companies. So I'm like, I made a good decision with Pokemon. Because it's a game that I feel like I have not played. I played a ton of it. it's one of my top five most played games. And that's for the sheer fact that I went through the store and I wanted to catch all the Pokemon. And once I got done with that, I'm like, I don't get any other joy from training them and grinding and all that stuff, grinding in RPGs. It's not entirely my jam. So catching Pokemon is my jam. And when they expanded it, great. I went back. I played. I caught. There's still some that I haven't finished catching, and I might go back just for the sake of doing that. But that's it. Now I'm done. And that's the way I feel. And that's now it's something that I have to think over. There are certain games that I wish I had bought physically, but I didn't. One of them that I initially wished that I bought physically, or that I bought digitally, but I have physically, and I'm glad in hindsight, is Mario Kart 8. So Mario Kart 8, the joy for me in Mario Kart, yes, is it's a great game. Probably it's the best Mario Kart game ever made, Mario Kart 8. But the joy for me in playing Mario Kart is not playing against random people online. It's playing against friends and family members in person. And now that I'm living on my own and I'm away from my dad and my sister mostly and my friends from college and things like that, there's no joy in playing online against random people. And there's some joy in playing with friends and family members, but many people don't even have a Switch that I know that even have Mario Kart 8. So it's rare occasions when we do that, and it's not the same. It's not the same as being in person and those bygone days when I was a teenager playing playing Mario Kart 64 with my sister and my dad on a nightly basis, doing our own mini tournaments. It's not the same. It's just not the same. And Mario Kart 8 is a game that I have physically, but I just don't play that much. Now, I played the crap out of it on the Wii U. But, case in point, I was, at that time, living with my folks, and my sister was nearby, and so we could just play Mario Kart that way. And that was fun. But now it's not the same. It's just not the same. So now that is what I look into. Games from here on out, especially the big console ones, the ones Nintendo is publishing especially, I now look at them like I'm going to have to figure out games that I know I'm going to get through once and that's it. Super Mario Odyssey, I downloaded it and I wish I bought it physically, which I can still do. There's going to be tons of copies of those, but there's no reason for me to double dip. Now, I played the crap out of Mario Odyssey. I'm done with Mario Odyssey. I'm not going to play it anymore. I'm not going to 100% it. And if I want to see the 100% ending, I can look on YouTube. No. For me, it's just the satisfaction of getting through the game. And I have to pinpoint games that I know are going to be super addicting and super repeatable for me. Games I'm going to go back to all the time. And now that I'm sitting here thinking about it, there's very few games that are like that. Very few games that are like that. The free-to-play stuff, of course, that's the way they're designed. You're not going to get physical copies of those. They're digital only, and they're their own online ecosystem. So they're always going to be online until the day that those companies implode. But single-player campaigns, those are going to have to be games that I would have to really love it in order to buy it digitally and play it through it 10, 20 times. But there's very few. For a single-player game, I would suggest to everybody, if you're gonna play it, if you're gonna buy a single player game, you should buy it physically. You should buy it physically because at some point you will not play it again. And you'll have it on your shelf and you can have it there. And you can always go back to it. All you have to do is pull it off your shelf and stick it into your system. But it's something that you have to determine very early on. Very early on.